Last summer, Sean Popejoy, 19, and Frankie Mabee, 20, threatened and injured five Hispanic men they encountered at a gas station parking lot in the middle of the night near their hometown of Green Forest. According to the record, when the Hispanic men left in their Buick, Frankie Mabee, driving his pickup, gave chase, with Sean Popejoy hanging out a window, waving a tire wrench, screaming racial epithets. Outside of town, they rammed the Hispanic's Buick, causing it to go off the road and crash into a tree. The vehicle caught fire. All were injured, one seriously. Last week, Sean Popejoy pled guilty in federal court to one count of committing a federal hate crime and one count of conspiring to commit a federal hate crime, making him the first in the country to be convicted under a newly expanded federal hate crime law. And in federal court in Harrison last week, Frankie Mabee, who pled innocent of the charge, was found guilty of five counts of violating the Hate Crimes Act and one count of conspiring to violate the Hate Crimes Act. The Western District of Arkansas U.S. Attorney's Office has gone on record as having secured the first conviction at trial of an individual under the 2009 hate crimes law. William Connor Eldridge is U.S. Attorney for the Western District.
Well, our job is to evaluate the facts of any case and apply the law as Congress gives it to us. And so we did that in this case, again, as we do in every case. And we concluded that evidence supported a charge under the Shepherd Hate Crime Act, and the grand jury returned an indictment on that charge. And we presented evidence to a jury in the jury trial, and the jury found that that evidence supported the charge and returned a guilty verdict.
William Connor Eldridge Jr. was officially sworn into office just last March, replacing Deborah Groom. Previously, he served as special deputy prosecutor in Clark County. For decades, hate crimes prosecutions were historically circumscribed, relegated to acts perpetrated on a person only based on their race, religion, or national identity, and only in public places like schools or at work. In 1998, both James Byrd, an African American from Texas, and Matthew Shepard, a gay American from Wyoming, were brutally murdered, becoming contemporary icons of bias-motivated crime. Nearly 10 years later, U.S. Senator Gordon Smith, a Republican from Oregon, and U.S. Senator Edward Kennedy, a Democrat from Massachusetts, introduced a bill to expand the hate crime law to protect more citizens in more places.
The bill we're introducing today is supported by a broad coalition of over 210 law enforcement, civic, religious, civil rights groups. Many of them are represented here today, including the International Association of Chiefs of Police, the National Sheriffs Association, ACLU, the Anti-Defamation League, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights, the National Center for Transgender Equity, the National Council of Jewish Women, Council Disability Rights Network, and the Human Rights Campaign. I'm honored to stand here with so many who have been waging this battle for so long, especially Senator Smith, who has demonstrated an unwavering commitment to this basic cause.
The Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act, signed into law by 2009 by President Barack Obama, extended protection to gender, gender identity, and sexual orientation to individuals subjected to willful bodily injury by fire or some kind of weapon, in this case, a wrench and an automobile. Three of the victims testified in court: Brian Vital, 20, his brother Victor Sanchez, 22, both from Fayetteville, and Jeffrey Perez, 19, of Springdale, who was critically injured. The other two were recorded as Alejandro Gomez, then 18, and Francisco Reyes, then 17, both of Springdale. At Frankie Mabee's federal trial in Harrison last week, the defense tried to frame the crime as a summer brawl gone bad, claiming it was a case of aggravated assault and battery. U.S. Attorney William Connor Eldridge.
The evidence at trial showed that this horrible act occurred, that Frankie Mabee and Sean Popejoy, motivated by the race of the victims, got in. Frankie maybe struck, and Frankie maybe drove that truck and rammed the vehicle that the five Hispanic victims were riding in, and ultimately caused that vehicle to go off the road and ignite and cause serious injuries and almost death to one passenger. So, you know, that was the evidence that was clear at trial, and the jury relied on that evidence to find Frankie Mabee guilty. And of course, Sean Popejoy pled to the conspiracy and to one charge under Section 249 under the hate crime statute. So, the jury found that evidence supported the charge on every element, and I think that the jury's deliberation and their verdict speaks for itself.
U.S. Attorney Eldridge said the conviction will serve as a warning to other potential bias crime perpetrators.
Certainly, it's our hope that people will not commit acts such as this. But again, it's our job to enforce the law, and that's what we intend to do with the Shepherd Hate Crimes Act, as well as with all the statutes and all the crimes we work with on a daily basis in our office.
According to the Department of Justice, state and local jurisdictions investigating and prosecuting hate crimes can receive federal funds and technical assistance. Four other men faced charges under the expanded hate crimes law. Sean Popejoy is the first to be convicted after pleading guilty earlier this month. Frankie Mabee is the first person tried and convicted by a federal jury under the new law. And both will be first to be sentenced this summer. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.